1 Corinthians and chapter 13. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity. Or now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the Bible says here, but the greatest of these is what? Charity. And really, with the scripture, say one is greater. Okay? So it must mean something. The greatest of these is charity. And then the next verse therefore says, so follow after charity. In other words, if you follow after love, if you follow after, it says, and desire spiritual. That gift is not there. Desire the spiritual. In other words, to get into that which is spiritual, to get into that which is supernatural, that's what I want to show this morning, that follow after love. Follow the dictate, all right, of love. Now, we're to start our series on angels. We're still going to it, but based on the direction and the flow of the Holy Ghost during the conference, and the new emphasis that I saw in terms of the love of God in faith, all right, that faith worketh by love, and I saw it in a deeper way, I felt that should be re-emphasized, all right, into our consciousness in church. So do that for the next 2 weeks. In terms of the Bible says, faith worketh. Faith worketh. In other words, a man is speaking to the mountain, and he says, the mountain, that thing will work. Those words will cause the mountain to move because, all right, faith and love is what will make those words work. And we saw that the Bible says God will do exceedingly abundantly above that which we ask or think, which is what we have prayed and imagined, according to his power that worketh on the inside. And that power that works on the inside is love that is working on the inside of us. We'll look at that next week. But it's love that is working within us as we follow after love that causes the power of God there to produce that which exceeds. All right? You will feel that, you know, this is a hopeless. Which kind of family did I enter? Do you get what I'm saying here? All right? As they will say, Atishilewa, you know, that's, we have entered the wrong house. All right? You will think all kinds of things. But understand this. Out of that hopeless situation, Ruth emerged as the grandmother of David. Jesus came out of her loins. Are you following what I'm saying here? And God had said to the Jews, you don't marry Moabites. The blood of the Moabites must not be joined with the Jewish blood. She was a Moabite. And she became the grandmother. Was she thinking about a king, imagine? She knew nothing about the king when she followed Naomi. Do you understand what I'm saying here? But she had hope. Now, put it, Ruth 1 here. Naomi even was in a hopeless situation. Turn again, my daughters. You go your way. For I'm too old to have a husband. In other words, the chances of you having a husband was this, according to the Jewish tradition. Your husband died. What will happen is you will marry, all right, you can marry the brother of your husband. So she said, well, since the brother is dead, what we are now left with is I will have to remarry. Now, my old age. Then I will have to have a child in my old age. Then the boy will have to, he has to be a boy again. Look at the probabilities now. Because there could be a girl. Then you will be praying that somebody comes to me. Then pray that I conceive. Then pray that I have a boy. Then you will wait for the boy to grow up. And you better be praying that he likes you. So she said, go back there. Go to verse 12. It says, I'm too old to have a husband. If I shall have hope. Look at this. I shall have a husband also tonight and shall bear sons. Look at what it says, verse 13. These are the chances here. Would ye tarry for them till they were grown? For would ye stay for them to from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone against me. Which means here are your chances. But Ruth followed through. And we are saying when you read the scriptures, all right, I want to show you what you do. If you follow through with God, every and anything that appeared as a disastrous situation, the Lord becomes your portion and your lines fall into pleasant places. In fact, you will enter into what, as somebody said, the life, your real life begins when there is an accident on what you are planning. Your response to that particular thing will bring it about. So many people lose their hope in the midst of unfavorable circumstances, which means you give up on your expectation about a great future. There are many people, while you are young, you had great expectations, 16, 17, but 35, you've cut it into. Do you get what I'm saying here? Why do you cut it? Because it says you can't touch your hope is built in Christ. So many lose hope in the midst of unfavorable circumstances. Things happen or have happened to make you think that the desired future is no longer possible. Now you must understand something, that when we walk by faith and God gives you his word, this is how God operates. After he gives you his word and you are convinced of God's promise, what God now goes ahead to do is that he will remove from your life every visible sign of encouragement in the physical about the fulfillment of that particular thing so that you are left only with it is written. You hear what I said now? Now, after you have received the word of God, a shaking will occur. Every visible sign of encouragement, God sees it fit to remove it. And he's doing it for your sake. So that number one, you know when the manifestation comes, the power that is solely in what is written. In other words, everybody and anybody can walk away from my life so long as I look into the word of God and the word of God is still saying the same thing to me, nothing has changed. Do you understand what I'm saying here? That's why when people are not circumcised, when we say circumcised, you've not gone through the process of walking by faith. You speak in a way that is loud. You make too much noise. you'll give premature testimonies. Are you following what I'm saying here? You are allowed to show this here. Ah, bah, bah, bah. Let me tell you what will happen. You got God's word. And in God's word there, he says, you got your job. I can assure you, after you got that job, I got the word and all of that, 4 doors opened. You went for the first one, they said you did well. They smiled at you. You went for the second one, the real one you wanted. And when you got into the room there, lo and behold, the person who was making the decision was a classmate of your elder brother when long time ago used to come to your house. So you've nailed it. He smiles at you, calls you by your nickname. Ah! You come out of the interview sharing testimony about divine favor, telling us that God goes before you to prepare a place for you. That child, I've seen God. You know, I used to hear about these things. Now it has happened to me. You are sharing it. I assure you, the God that I serve will see to it that an email comes saying it is with deep regret. We need to inform you, and the guy signs that please, we will not be able to give you this job because we don't find you suitable for it. However, we have kept your CV. In future, if there is any opening, we will call you first. However, this also means that you do not call us until we call you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't disturb us by reason of this. And you look at it and your heart sinks. Now, you are going through circumcision. Next time a door opens, I assure you, even if it's your cousin there, you will be quiet. That this God we are serving, let's just follow him. You never know what he's up to. You will be quiet. Hastiness in speech will be gone. That's why you see people, you know, they talk. By the time they finish talking, you think God is not moving in your own life. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, I was seeing somebody once on the internet. Somebody put down at the bottom. When the guy was talking, was this, you know, this hip-hop people. He was talking. He said, this sounds like somebody in our hood. After they finish talking, they ask you, please, can you give us $50? Meanwhile, after they finish talking, you think they have opened, they have business going. But when they finish, they say, can you just borrow me? I just need $50 to get something. You understand it? They share about how God's just opening doors and all of that. And you just got a job. All you made was $250,000. And he said how we're structuring deals for millions, you know, $3 million. We're structuring and using all those words. We're building the software infrastructure. And you are saying, At the end of it, he says, but you know what? I just need about $50,000 now. So God will always remove every visible encouraging sign after he has given you his word, so that you might rest only in serenity. Right? Which means that God has seen ahead. Right? And what happens is, he says, after that happens, your heart sinks. But he says, don't give up your expectation. There's a kicker here. And this is what we look at. Don't let it touch your hope. What has happened is, as he says in Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us, let's look at it, Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 24. It says this, Hebrews 12 and verse 24, and Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh. So it says, he's speaking better things than the blood of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. So the blood is speaking, and this is where we're going to get to. For if you escape not, who refused him that spake on the earth? How much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth? But now we promise, say, yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. It says, and this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, that those things that cannot be shaken will remain. In other words, in the shaking, God is removing things that what made means man-made. All right, everything that can be attributed to the hand of a person. Now, you wanted it this way, but God says, if we go this way, the assistance of man is heavy in this. And you'll be in bondage for the rest of your life through this. You are going to be a puppet, and that will become your string master there, and it's no longer God that will be there. And listen, this person will be announcing everywhere how it was because of them and the glory of God, they will take it away. So God looks and says, that's not the way. And he says, well, he will be disappointed he didn't get it. He says, but it doesn't mean anything. Tell him to keep his hope alive. Tell him to keep his expectation about that future, regardless of what happened. And this is where God wants, when we are pressed on every side, when we are cast down, he says, I want to see you stand up, all right, strong on the inside, because there is something, right, he still wants to do in that particular situation there. And he says, it is good for a man to hope. And then the next thing is to wait patiently for the Lord. So look at what this waiting, all right, on the Lord is. What is the exact process so that we understand it and know how to enter into things? Now, the reason why we Christians must always have hope is because we have Christ, which means we should never think that we'll ever find ourselves in any situation where the outcome of it will not be beneficial to us, that our future has been truncated by that particular thing, that he says, hold on to that hope that you have on the inner side of yourself. For a dog that has hope, it says, is better, all right, than a lion. It talks about where there is no hope, that is, a dog with hope is alive, a lion without hope is dead. So no matter the talents that you have, no matter your strength, no matter your giftings, it says that a much weaker, less talented person who is full of expectation and doesn't allow the environment to steal and the disappointment to cut short their expectation will get more out of life than somebody who has the strength of a lion. Now, if you've listened to, I was going to play, but I guess many of you have seen it online, the U.S. commander, the Marine, who was talking about sharks and who commanded the commandos who went to. And I was telling my wife this morning, it's only in the United States of America you hear a speech like that. No other country in the world. Will you have a military man come out, and that's what makes America different, and say, listen, never give up. Hold on to your hope. That when the bullies come, hit, you won't hear it. You won't see on the internet a Chinese general declaring to people principles about hope. You won't hear it. You won't hear British, or even, you won't hear those things. You won't hear it anywhere. Talking about Mandela, that is what makes America different. The fact that, listen, they understand the power of hope. That is, it is the anchor to your soul. One French philosopher said this. He said, I went into Europe and I went into America. The distance between America and Europe was too great. He said, so I went to the education center. He said, I saw they were teaching the same things. I went into the families. He said, I didn't. He said, until I got to their churches. Then I listened to their messages. Then I saw the secret of America. That is, they will tell people never. They talk about a dream. They talk about holding on. Talk about fighting through. Do you get what I'm saying? When I said this, that Joe Biden, former vice president of America, said his mother told him, listen, don't ever, you can believe anything, but everything is possible to you. Understood, and that is what America was built on. That every child comes in America, grows up under the influence that, listen, you can reach any height that your heart yearns for. And let me tell you this, it is also part of God's job that if there is an inclination in your life that people who are helping you may become your idols, he will cause them to turn against you. In other words, Saul was the one that promoted David. In order for David not to now start being beholden to Saul for the rest of his life, Saul took a spear against him so that David's loyalty will only be to God. Now you don't say, how can Saul turn against me? My boss turned against me. All my hope is destroyed. Do you get what I'm saying? Your hope is in God. Your expectation about a brighter future is in God. Anything can change on the outside. So long as God is God, that future is intact. He says, we are pressed on every side. We are pressured. All this is going on. He says, but we hold on to that particular hope there. So what do you do when you have such expectation? There's pressure and all of that. What are the steps all right, we want to look at here, that you take while you wait. Now, that's what we need to understand. You are patiently waiting for the salvation of God, what God has planned there. As Ruth went with God, you are waiting patiently. That is, in any situation, I'm telling you this. Paul said this in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19. He said, I know, this is what hope is, that shall turn to my salvation. This shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. So he was right there in prison. And he said, I know this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers, verse 19, and he says this, and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According, he says, to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Now you must understand what Paul was saying, where he was coming from. This was a man who was in jail with Paul and Silas. They prayed, they sang praises. There was an earthquake everywhere, opened up. Now you're in prison now. You prayed, you sang praises. Nothing happened. It didn't seem like it was working. But he says, I'm not giving up on my expectations. Something will come out of this, all right, particular situation here. He wasn't giving up. Knowing that, listen, there's going to be an end there. And that's the first thing. So you don't throw in the towel, right? Because, you know, things didn't shape up at the onset the way and manner in which, right, you felt they should shape up. Many a times, what is going on is that God is delivering you from a situation that you don't even know what it is.
Thank you for listening.